माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनाचारी जामुना तेरा मनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तेरा बनाचारी जामुना तेरा बनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय
Sang Vishnupad Karmahamsa Padivrajaka Charishto Tadatar Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavarvinda Ki Jai Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Chakoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhuvanitananda Shirve Tagarada Shivas Harigur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sham Kunda Radha Kundigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Navadip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samagata Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 53, chapter entitled Krishna Kidnaps Rukmini, text number 56. Ratam samaropya suparna lakshanam rajanya chakram paribhuya madhava tata yaya rama purogama shanai shrigala madhyat eva bhagarit dhari Ratang samaropya suparna lakshanam. Ratang samaropya suparna lakshanam. Rajanya chakram paribhuya madhava. Rajanya chakram paribhuya madhava. Tato yaya rama parogam akshanai. Tato yaya rama parogam akshanai. Shrigala madhyadiva bhaga riddhari. Shrigala madhyadiva bhaga riddhari. Ratang samaropya suparna lakshanam. Rajanya chakram paribhuya madhava. Tato yaya rama parogam akshanai. Shrigala madhyadiva bhaga riddhari. Ratang samaropya suparna lakshanam. Rajanya chakram paribhuya madhava. Yaya rama parogam akshanai. Shrigala madhyadiva bhagadhari. Ratang samaropya suparna lakshanam. Rajanya chakram paribhuya madhava. Parogamakshanai. Shrigal Madhyariva Bhagavidhari Ritang Samaropya Saparna Lakshanam Rajanya Chakram Paribhuya Madhava Tato Yaya Rama Parogam Akshanai Shrigala Madhyadiva Bhagavidhari Vritang Samaropya Suparna Lakshanam Rajanya Chakram Paribhuya Madhava Tato Yaya Rama Parogam Akshanai Shrigala Madhyadiva Bhagavidhari Vratang Samaropya Suparna Lakshanam Rajanya Chakram Paribhuya Madhava Tato Yaya Rama Parogam Akshanai Shrigala Madhyadeva Bhagavidhari Matajis Ratam onto his chariot Samaropya lifting her Suparna Garuda Lakshanam whose mark Rajanyan of kings, Chakram, the circle, Paribhuya, defeating, Madhava, Krishna, Tataha, from there, Yaya, went, Rama, by Rama, Puragama, preceded, Shanai, slowly, Shrigala, of jackals, Madhyat, from the midst, Iva, as, Bhaga, his portion, Hrit, removing, Parihi, a lion. Translation. Lifting the princess onto his chariot, whose flag bore the emblem of Garuda, Lord Madhava drove back the circle of kings. With Balaram in the lead, he slowly exited, like a lion removing his prey from the midst of jackals. Om Jnana Timarandhasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshura Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakaravayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samini Tinamane Namaste Sarasati Gave Gauravani Pacharani Nivisheshishuni Mari Pashtati Devishita We're very fortunate today to have the opportunity to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in the Association of Pure Devotees. This is not the normal verse in order. Today, in Jagannath Puri, there's a very special festival that's going on called Rukmini Harana. This is the tradition is that on the Jaishta Shukla Ekadasi that Krishna kidnapped Rukmini and married her, took her to Dwarka and married her. So this is the, because of the Smarta calendar being a little different from our calendar, being celebrated today in Puri, and in any case tomorrow is some other program is scheduled for the class, so today we're We'll discuss something about, we'll tell the pastime of Rukmini's kidnapping, and then something about this festival going on in Puri, which is leading up to the Rath Yatra festival. Ratang samaropya suparna lakshanam rajanya chakrang paribhuya madhava tato yaya rama parogamak shanai shrigala madhyat iva bhaga hridhari. Lifting the princess onto his chariot, whose flag bore the emblem of Garuda, Lord Madhava drove back the circle of kings. With Balaram in the lead, he slowly exited, like a lion removing his prey from the midst of jackals. So Rukmini was the daughter of King Bhishmaka. King Bhishmaka was a pious man, and his daughter was described to be the most beautiful girl that one could imagine. And it came time for him to give his daughter in marriage. And it became well known in the kingdom that Rukmini was very much attracted to Lord Krishna. Somehow or other, this became known in the kingdom. And it's a fact that from very young age, Rukmini was, had always, whenever she heard about Krishna, she was always very much attracted to him. And she came to marriageable age, and she was, she decided that she only wanted Krishna as her husband. So Rukmini's brother was Rukmi. And Rukmi, he was very much inimical to Krishna. He was very, he was friends with Jarasandha, Shishupal, Dantavakra, all these other kings. And they all were very much inimical, very much hating Krishna. So although Maharaj Bhishmaka, he was very pious, and prepared to offer his daughter to a suitable candidate without prejudice, Rukmi was very much determined that Rukmini should be married to Shishupal. So, and Maharaj Bhishmaka had this one weakness, is that he was very much attached to his son Rukmi. Maharaj Bhishmaka was very much attached to his son Rukmi. So he pressured his father, very much pressured his father, that yes, you must give your daughter Rukmini to Shishupal in marriage. So he was a little bit weak, so he consented. So he sent an invitation to Damaghosh, who was Shishupal's father, King Damaghosh. He sent an invitation, and the arrangements were made for the marriage on this auspicious day of Jaishta Shukla Ekadasi. And a huge marriage party was assembled, that all the kings of that time, they were, they came along with Maharaj Damaghosh and Shishupal, Jarasandha, Dantavakra, all these other great kings who were inimical to Krishna. They came along. So Rukmini heard about these arrangements, and she was very much, very, very much disturbed. She only wanted to marry Krishna. She was completely attached to Krishna. So she was every day very faithfully performing puja, worshipping Shiva and Parvati, Ambika, and praying that she would be married to Krishna. Somehow they're begging, meditating upon Krishna's lotus feet. And the day was getting close, so she sent a messenger, one Brahmin who she had access to. She said, "You please, you go to Krishna and you inform him that I only want to marry him, but the arrangement is that I'm supposed to be married to Shishupal. So you please save me and you take me away from this place. Rescue me." So the Brahmin went to Krishna and he gave this news to Krishna. And Krishna said, "Oh, this is very good. I've also haven't been able to sleep at night." Krishna saying, "I haven't been able to sleep at night because I also want to marry Rukmini. And I was also very disturbed to hear that this other arrangement was there. So this is very auspicious that you have come. So now you return to Rukmini." So he made a big party of and he started to go to Kudina, Kaudanyapur now it's called, Kaudanyapur, the place of Rukmini. And Balaram organized a big army to go because he knew there might be some trouble. So Krishna and Balaram, they went with this big army, and Krishna approached the kingdom, and Maharaj Bhishmaka, he was very much happy to receive Krishna, and he gave him a place also to stay and invited him to be part of the wedding ceremony. So when Krishna arrived, just before Krishna arrived, Rukmini was in great anxiety. She was thinking, "Oh, Krishna has not yet come. How is it that Krishna has not yet come? This is very painful to me. Perhaps he has found some fault in me. Perhaps he finds that I'm not worthy to be his wife. Perhaps he does not want to marry me. Perhaps that's why he has not come. Perhaps I've committed some aparad in my puja. Perhaps I've offended my seniors. Some or other I've committed some offense, and my wish is not being fulfilled." So she was in tremendous anxiety. And like this, she was going on. But just when Krishna arrived then, he knew that Rukmini would be in anxiety. So he sent the Brahmin with a message to Rukmini. He said, "Don't worry, I've come to take you." So she was very, very happy. She was so happy to hear that Krishna had come, for that she wanted to give all her possessions in charity to that Brahmin. But she couldn't find anything suitable nearby, so she just offered her humble obeisances under that Brahmin. So then the morning came, and tradition is in the morning, the bride-to-be with her mother and all her senior, all the elderly ladies and her friends, they go together to the family temple for the to offer puja to Ambika. So they all went together, all very dressed very nicely in their best costume. So they approached the temple of Ambika, and all the pujas were very nicely performed, and Rukmini prayed very sincerely that she could be married to Krishna. So then when the prayers were finished, then that party was to return to the palace, just a short distance. And Rukmini was very much worried. She was just looking down. She didn't want to look up at all because she'd never met Krishna. She only heard about him. So she wanted to look and see if Krishna was there, but she was afraid that she might see some other personality, some lesser person. So she was very much afraid to look up. She was just looking down as she was, and all the kings were surrounding, watching the whole scene, observing the whole ceremony of the ladies going to the temple. So she was very, very slowly moving back to the palace, and then somehow or other she looked up and she saw Krishna. And immediately Krishna just took her and put her on his chariot and slowly started to drive away with Rukmini. And all the kings were completely bewildered. How is it this is going on? They didn't know what to do. So finally they realized, oh, we should protest. This is just like a they're saying, the Bhagavatam here is saying that just like Shrigala Madhyad, right? It says Shrigala Madhyad Iva Bhagavidhari, just like a Krishna was taking away Rukmini, just like a lion will take away a deer from the midst of jackals. Lion doesn't care for the jackals. So he'll just go and he'll just take the deer and very slowly he'll go away and no one can challenge him. So Krishna was like that. But remember Jarasandha, he became very disturbed and he made the opposite comparison. This is just like, you know, like a jackal who's stealing the prey from the lion. This is this is completely unacceptable. So then they started to fight, and Balaram was in the head and in the lead, and he was able to defeat some or other. He was able to defeat all the kings with his army, and Krishna was able to take away Rukmini for the marriage ceremony. So this is Krishna bestowing his mercy upon his devotees. So today, in the Jagannath Puri temple courtyard, this is being reenacted. This pastime of Rukmini Harana is being reenacted. It's like everyone normally thinks that the Ratayatra ceremony begins with the Snana Yatra, when Jagannath takes his public bath. But actually, the pastime begins with this Rukmini Harana. This is the in the temple courtyard, the Brahmins they'll be playing different parts. Someone will play the part of Shishupal. Someone will play the part of Rukmini, and Madan Mohan will come on the palanquin, Yubi Krishna, taking away Rukmini. The whole pastime will be observed there. And the pandas, they pass out wedding invitations to everyone to attend the wedding. And then there's a big, big feast at the end of the program. So then, so Rukmini, represented by Lakshmi Devi, there, and she's the cloth of Lord Jagannath and the cloth of Lakshmi are tied together in the part of the marriage ceremony, and then the newlyweds, they're very happily there in the temple for 4 days, and then it's Lord Jagannath's appearance day in the temple. Snaniyatra is the day that the temple, it's like the day that the temple was established and the deity was established by Maharaj in the Jumna. So to celebrate that, there's a public bath for Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So a very glorious bath takes place. And then at the end of the bath, it's said that Lord Jagannath becomes sick with fever. So Lakshmi is a newly wedded wife. So When the newly wedded wife, when the husband becomes sick, she becomes in great anxiety. She has to take care of her husband. So for 15 days, Lakshmi is very, very much serving Lord Jagannath in the temple, taking care of his every need. So much, she's working so hard, she doesn't sleep 1 minute for 15 days, taking care of Lord Jagannath. And then, after the 15-day period, there's a Navayovana Darshan, where Lord Jagannath's sickness is over. So he gives darshan to his devotees. And Lakshmi is so tired. She's completely exhausted. So she falls asleep. She falls asleep. And immediately, Lord Jagannath leaves. He gets on his chariot and he goes to Gundicha to see his girlfriends. To see his girlfriends, Radharani and all the other gopis of Vrindavan. And so Lakshmi sleeps very soundly for 4 days because she's so tired. And then she finally wakes up. She finally wakes up. And she's wondered, where is my husband? What did I do that my husband is no longer here? So she becomes very disturbed that he has not even told her where he's going. So she goes and she lives in the storage room of the temple. She gives up all her opulent dress and ornaments. She doesn't take bath. She lives in the storage room of the temple and she eats what's called Dalawa rice and Kalamba saga, which is just what the poor people of Orissa eat. Just the very, very coarse rice and some simple spinach. And that's all she just eats that only. And because she's very much disturbed that Lord Jagannath has gone away without informing her. So then she does that, and then she wants to take some advice from some senior lady as to how to get her husband back. So she goes to Goddess Bimala, who's also there in the temple. She goes to Goddess Bimala, and she says, "Oh, dear elderly lady, you already know about the misdeeds of Jagannath. I don't know where he and his sister went. Being his wife, do I not at least have the right to know where he goes? What wrong did I do to deserve such a thing? What can I say about his promiscuous nature? In his absence, I've not even observed my dharma of taking bath." So Bimala, she knows what to do. She's an elderly lady. So she chants one verse. Yada dhavo va pivaveka shunyo pyachatanam tatra prasiddham eva churanangrahitva pidhavo piyatra tat parshvakam gacha sureshwari tvam. When a husband loses his intelligence, it is well known that one has to make him leave his nonsense by means of magic. Therefore, take this magic churna, this magic powder, and go to where your husband is, O Queen of the Demigods. So she gets this magic powder from Bimala. And then the fifth day after the Rath Yatra comes, and so she wakes up in the morning. She says, okay, today I'm going to get my husband back. So she wakes up in the morning and she takes her bath finally. She puts on ornaments. She takes this magic powder. She gets on her palanquin and she marches off to the Gundicha Mandir. This day is called the Hera Panchami day. So she doesn't go by the straight route. She goes by a second route so that Lord Jagannath doesn't know that she's coming. So she goes by this second route and she arrives at the Gundicha Mandir. And
So then she follows this, she goes into the Gundicha temple, she applies this magic powder to Lord Jagannath, circumambulates him, comes out, breaks a piece of the chariot, chastises the driver, doesn't speak anything to Jagannath. She just applies the magic powder, doesn't say anything, breaks a piece of the chariot and tells the driver, I'm going back to the palace. So then she goes back to the palace, to the Jagannath Sri Mandir at that time. This pastime of Hera Panchami is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much happy to see this pastime of Lakshmi. So then, after staying in the Gundicha temple for 7 days, it's time, Jagannath decides it's time to go back. So he gets on the chariot and he has his return ratha back to the main temple. And the king, at this time the king of Puri, he tries to patch up things between Lakshmi and Jagannath. So he organizes tries to organize a program. So he sends an elephant to the lion gate to bring Lakshmi out to see Jagannath on the chariot. Kuchne. Lakshmi refuses. No, I'm not taking any elephant. So then he sends a palanquin, and finally she agrees, okay, she'll come. So Jagannath is there at the outside the lion gate. So she comes in her palanquin. She quietly circumambulates her husband, and she goes back inside. That's all. Then Jagannath, well, I have to do something to impress her. So then he puts on this shunavesh, this very beautiful golden ornaments. Very, very, more than, like they say, it's like more than 1 ton of gold. He wears Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, so many gold decorations. He puts on to try to impress Lakshmi. At the night of the 11th day. And then the next morning, then the procession to go back in the temple begins. So Balaram goes back inside, and then Subhadra goes back inside. And then Jagannath is about to get down from his cart, and Lakshmi slams the door shut. Pravesh nished. No entrance. So Jagannath is locked out of the temple by Lakshmi. So Jagannath, this is not very good. So he sends a representative who stands outside the lion gate, and Lakshmi's representative is standing inside the lion gate, and there's some discussion back and forth. So Jagannath says in Sanskrit, I don't have the verse, Jagannath loves his wife Lakshmi very much. He feels very bad and is begging for forgiveness. And Lakshmi's maidservant says, go away. Then some more sweet words are exchanged. So finally, okay, so then they open up the lion gate. And then Lord Jagannath comes in the lion gate, but then there's a Jai Vijay gate, and that's closed. And Lakshmi's clocked that. So Jagannath is there outside the Jai Vijay gate. And then Lakshmi sends a message to Jagannath. Atrasthale smakam api devi chandi stita vibho asmin sale pitat saukyam deva nasti priya nahi. Only goddess Chandi is here. Your beloved is not here. Only goddess Chandi is here. You'll have to, there's no happiness here. You should go elsewhere. Chandanadi sugandhang yad baksha bhojyadikam chayat idang virahani sthanam tat sthanam gacchahe vibho. All fragrant substances such as chandan and all nice eatables are so and so on are there in the place of your lover who must be feeling separation from you. Go to her place, O Lord. Don't come here. So she's very angry. So Jagannath is, you know, being told to go out. So he brings some saris and some other gifts. Finally he's able to, all right. So finally Lakshmi relents and allows him to come back in. And then there's a ceremony where they tie the cloth of Lakshmi and Jagannath together again. The cloth is finally tied together. So what is the lesson in this pastime for Gaudiya Vaishnavas? This is very much relished by the residents of Puri and the devotees of Lord Jagannath. So how is it that Lord Jagannath is locked out of his own temple, not even allowed to come in? Similarly, Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Dasya Bhauri, very famous devotee, who was from a low-class family, Salabeg, who was a Muslim, great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Even one time, there was one pastime where Balaram locks Lakshmi out of the temple. He doesn't let Lakshmi come in because she went to visit one Chandalini's house in reciprocation for her worship. So how is it that... And nowadays we see that the Videshi Bhaktas, they're also not allowed to go into Lord Jagannath's temple. So is this something to be angry about? That, oh, this is very, very bad. The Western devotees, we're devotees of Lord Jagannath. Why are we not allowed to go into the temple? Is this the mood of the Vaishnavas? No. Why is this going on? Why are these pandas, they're not letting us go in? How is that? Was that the mood of Haridas Thakur? Was that the mood of Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, that they were angry? And what about the residents of Vrindavan when Krishna went away? Who is described that Krishna was very kind to all his devotees, but he was the most kind who? To whom? To his devotees in Dwarka, because he spent so many years living with them in Dwarka? Or to the devotees of Vrindavan, who he only spent a few years of his childhood and then he went away, never to return? So who was he given the most kindness to? Those to whom he gave his darshan on a daily basis, or those to whom he withheld his darshan? Which did he give the most favor to? Well, it's described.
Pragyadyapi prema kritat priyanam vicheda davan alavega ton tap santapa jatena duranta shoka veshena garam bhavativa dukkam tatapi sambhoga sukharapi stutap sakopi nirvacha tamo namano rama premoda rashi parinamato dhruvam tatraspure tad rasikaika vedyaha.
This is Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami. Although in the forest fire of separation, my gopi beloveds are filled with pain, that pain is more glorious than the happiness of directly meeting me. It is indescribable and enchanting. It is an ocean of ecstatic love. Only those who are learned in tasting the mellows of divine love can understand it. So by leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura, Krishna gave more mercy to the residents of Vrindavan. Because he, by this separation from them, they felt intense feelings. Their love for Krishna only increased and increased and increased more and more. And their heart, because sometimes when one has, when in the association of the beloved, sometimes there's familiarity breeds contempt. This English expression is there, familiarity breeds contempt. So in separation from the Lord, the hearts of the devotees become very soft. This softens the heart and increases the love. They just want to cry for Krishna. Oh Krishna, please give me your darshan. They're just crying to Krishna, please give me your darshan. So Krishna, by this method, he increases their attachment. Jagannath Ashtakam also says, Oho dine nate nihita charano nishchitamidam. It is certain that Lord Jagannath bestows his lotus feet upon those who feel themselves humbled and helpless. So when one is deprived of the association of the Lord, one becomes humble. And by becoming humble, then Lord Jagannath, the Lord bestows more mercy upon those who are humbled. And even we chant every morning, or we chant with the Shikshashtakam, Adarshanam marma hatam karo tuva. That matprana natastusa eva napadaha. Even if he makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me, he is always my worshipable Lord unconditionally. So, our prayer, whether we're having darshan of the Lord or darshan is being forbidden to us, still our prayer is Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume, that Lord may he constantly be the object of my vision. So this is the prayer of the devotees of Lord Jagannath. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Questions? Ram Rup Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Usually we hear that on Ekadasi day, this marriage ceremonies and Shraddha ceremonies and all these, even all these auspicious activities, they are not to be performed. It is known as Harivasara. So like this marriage ceremony of...
It's before the Snanyatra. 5 days before the Snanyatra. Right? Ajay. And then the Anavasara, after the Snanyatra, the Anavasara starts.
Also, one more question. Prabhupada actually, he was very upset that his foreign devotees are not allowed inside Jagannath temple. And Prabhupada said, he is not Oriyanath, he is Jagannath. So, like...
Yes. Well, that's fine. That can be our... that's Prabhupada's desire, that he wanted his followers to be accepted as devotees, and that all devotees should have darshan. But still, everything is up to Lord Jagannath. Prabhupada spoke like that, but still, Jagannath is not allowing. He's the supreme controller. He's not allowing the darshan. So for those who are not allowed to come, this should be our mood of Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Just become humble and pray to the Lord to him to kindly give his darshan when he feels ready to do so. More question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, the foreign devotees who are not allowed access in Jagannath temple, if they take birth as Indians in their next life, can they not visit Jagannath?
If they what?
Foreign devotees
yeah.
are not allowed in the inside the temple of Lord Jagannath,
yeah.
isn't it? So in the next birth, they are born as Indians and then they can go, no?
In the next life?
Yeah, next life.
Yes? If that's what Jagannath has in mind? If that's what his desire is? And the Pandas have no problem with that.
Yeah.
They say, fine, they'll be born in Indian family, so they'll be raised as Hindu. So they'll have the proper, they'll be raised as a Hindu, then that's fine, they'll be Hindu. They can go inside.
हरे कृष्णा हम हिंदी में बोलेंगे जैसे भगवान जगन्नाथ तो भगवान है जो जगन्नाथ है वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु है चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब पुरी में थे उस टाइम पे सनातन गोस्वामी और उनको क्यों अंदर नहीं मिला भगवान जगन्नाथ जो है सब चैतन्य चैतन्य महाप्रभु तो भगवान सबके लिए समान दृष्टि करते हैं तो चैतन्य प्रभु होते हुए भी वो व्यक्ति क्यों उनको पंडेलों को जाने नहीं दिए मंदिर में जगन्नाथ मंदिर में वो तो भगवान चैतन्य पुरुष को सब कुछ ये करना चाहिए ये सनातन गोस्वामी को जगन्नाथपुरी के मंदिर में अलाउ नहीं था हरिदास ठाकुर को अलाउ नहीं था तो भगवान है तो भगवान इसमें क्या रहस्य है
ट्रांसलेशन माइक्रोफोन और समथिंग
Roji is asking that when Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur were present and Lord Chaitanya himself was personally present, at that time why they were not allowed into the Jagannath temple?
They didn't try to go. They didn't even try to go. They didn't even go near the lion gate. That one pastime where Sanatan Goswami comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in midday and says, how have you come here? I didn't take the path by the lion gate because Lord Jagannath's servants are coming and going and I may touch them or something and they may become contaminated by my association. Therefore, I came by the beach. And you came by the beach, but it's middle of the day, midday. Your feet must be burned. And he saw that there were blisters on the feet of Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami said, that doesn't matter to me. I can tolerate that. He said, but I don't want to disturb the service of Lord Jagannath. So they didn't even try to go in because that was the custom at the time. Yeah, more?
Hare Krishna.
Just a piece of information, that is that essentially it was in the British times that many of the Britishers, when they used to go to the Jagannath temple, it's not that this rule of Western people not allowed in a temple was not there earlier, but it was only in the time of the Britishers when they had come to India, they used to go to the temples and they used to ridicule the deities, that they are the god, they don't have the hands and they don't have the legs, and they used to ridicule, not only with hands or legs, any kind of deity worship they used to ridicule. That was the reason why they had made such a rule. That any person who is not having an Indian origin...
Where are you hearing this?
Huh?
Where are
this
you hearing
this? I read in a historical... as a historical evidence for... This was... historical evidence only I remember this.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Some were like that. But there's other stories also about Britishers that were very much respectful.
Yeah, they were respectful, but one of
some were very much respectful, and actually, there's many stories. There's many stories about how the Britishers, the Muslims that were trying to take over the Jagannath temple and destroy the temple, they were some or other Jagannath. They were, you know, the Jagannath temple was protected from the Muslims, but the Britishers they had a whole another approach. They wanted to get the favor of the people in Puri because they knew without the favor of the people of Puri they would not be able to rule Orissa properly. So they were very much respectful to the traditions. There's even one proclamation given by the British officer that no one should disturb the traditions of the Jagannath temple.
Okay.
Some may have said like that.
Okay, no, means there was actually a particular statement only in where the Britishers, they were not actually able to understand what this Jagannath Rath Yatra was meant for, because they couldn't understand one day before the Yatra, there is no people, means everything is going on normally. Just on the day of Yatra, millions of people arrive, and just one day next, nothing is there again. Everything again becomes normal. So Britishers were actually confused that how is it that, what is so special about it, and they couldn't understand what is this tradition. This is again another historical background which says the same. And actually they used to consider all the Westerners and the Muslims also as this, means Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita quotes as Yavanas, Marichas and all those things. And they never used to allow them into the temple.
Switch.
Rick, so you started by saying what is the lesson for Gaudiya Vaishnavas from the pastime of Lord Jagannath getting locked out of his own temple. I was curious to know you have something specific to say about that. Of course, you went on to the other thing where devotees are not allowed and all that. Is there any specific lesson from this past time?
Yeah, that we when next time there were, if someone is not allowed to go for darshan, they should look next to them and see who else is there. Also not allowed to go inside. Because Lord Ramachandra Dev, he was forced to become a Muslim. He was such a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. He was forced to become a Muslim. So he was also not allowed to go inside the temple. But every day, and he would come in the middle of the night from his palace, and he would stand outside the land gate, and Lord Jagannath would come to give him darshan. And that's and then the Patit Pavan Diti has manifest there at the land gate.
Thank you.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagannath Swami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Nice class, bro. Nice class.